Please join us for In the Spotlight, a weekly review with Simone Herodin, the Communications and Brand Management Specialist at Artscape Theatre. Simone has been with the Artscape Theatre since 2000, and she also serves on the board of which is one of the associated companies at Artscape. In her free time, she loves to engage in writing and has also written and performed her autobiographical one-woman drama, and makes cameo appearances in productions such as The Boogie Shows. She is known to have a big personality and is known for her frivolous fun. We all know Simone's wonderful, exciting energy when we get to the theatre. She is definitely an adventurous queen and a strong advocate for gender equality and a staunch opponent of ageism. We are very pleased to do this weekly chat in the spotlight with Simone Herodin. So we are so excited. It's our third birthday. And what better way to gift ourselves than by saying hello and focusing on the theater, one of our great loves of the jet setting team and the jet setting clan, and to be able to welcome Simone Herodin. As we said earlier, Simone is the communications and brand manager at the Artscape Theatre. We know it is the theatre of choice in the Western Cape, and no better person than to give us all the fabulous news of what's forthcoming at Artscape with some exciting new developments. Simone, what a pleasure to have you with us on Jet Setting with Janet. Welcome to our first In the Spotlight.
First of many, Janet, thanks for having myself and Artscape on the program, and it's wonderful to celebrate your third birthday with you.
Yes, absolutely, Simone. We are looking forward to just doing a quick roundup of what we can expect as we prepare for the wonderful weekend ahead and decide what our viewing choices are going to be. We'd love to hear from you. What is on at Artscape?
I don't even know where to start, Janet, because there's always such a lot happening at Artscape. But we are in smack bang in the middle of our Artscape Women's Humanity Festival. We had a successful launch in July, and we've had a successful Women's Day just this past Friday. And this Saturday, one of the productions that's part of the Artscape Women's Humanity Festival is called Legends in Harmony, Divas and Prodigies Unite. And on the cards, the legends that will be showcased is the poet Diana Ferris, the inimitable Aviva Pelham. I mean, she needs no introduction, but just for those that have not been in the arts scene for too long, Aviva Pelham is one of South Africa's and Cape Town's most celebrated opera singers. She has starred in opera roles since the 60s and 70s and right through to the 80s. So she's one of our amazing divas. And then, of course, from my African dream fame, Vicky Sampson will be performing as well, alongside prodigies such as Claire Phillips, Fancy Galada, Celeste Florence, who people may know better as Cookie Ma, but she is, I personally didn't know that she was actually could sing so amazing, but she's an absolute amazing singer, and as well as the 10-piece Lady Day Big Band under the direction of Amanda Tiffin. So it's going to be a jam-packed Saturday.
Sounds
and
like
then
there's
also,
something for each type of musical taste in there, Simone.
Absolutely, because it's from poets to opera to African indigenous rhythms by Vicky Sampson. It's going to be some upbeat 80s, 90s music from people like Celeste, as well as Fancy Galada, with some of her original songs too.
Wonderful. So that's it. The divas are hitting the town and painting the town red this Saturday. We are very excited, and we'll certainly send that out to our networks to let them know that there's some exciting happenings at the Artscape Theatre, Simone.
Yes, and we were just talking about opera. We still have the Yeoman of the Guard presented by the Gilbert and Sullivan Dramatic Society. It opened over the weekend, but it will continue this weekend, will be its final performances. And of course, Yeoman of the Guard is one of Gilbert and Sullivan's most dramatic operas, with a storyline, with well-drawn characters, intrigue, comedy. And as most operas are, a tragic ending. But I'm not going to give away the tragic ending. Patrons must come and see the opera. It is absolutely amazing.
Absolutely, Simone. And I believe that there's some very exciting news about how we can park at the Artscape Theatre. Do you want to share that with us?
Yes, the city of Cape Town has installed a smart parking system, which is in the underground section of the city of Cape Town's municipal building. So the entrance is from via Jan Smuts Street. It's like smart, effortless. You take your ticket, you pay the fee, which is a minimal fee of 40 rand, and there's also a discount for pensioners. It is a once-off payment fee, so you can come to Artscape early, enjoy a glass of bubbly, or have some coffee, go and see the show, get out after the show, have some more bubbly, chat to the friends, and the car and the parking and everything is still paid for and waiting there for you. So it's an effortless system. It was launched just last week by the MACO member, Teresa Ace, and it is making the Artscape experience flawless from parking right through to the tunnel as you enter the fair that's on offer, and then obviously the show and performances to go and see.
So come rain or shine, you're going to arrive looking fabulous, enjoying the beautiful murals en route to the main foyer as you park, and certainly a great convenience for young and old, and a wonderful way to enjoy the theatre as you enter through that beautiful mural foyer.
Artscape are some more amazing productions, and I think Ballet and Mains will be absolutely delighted with Cape Town City Ballet's upcoming performance of Wind Dances, and it is in celebration of the 90th anniversary with a program of exciting dance, including creations by Kenneth Tindall, David Nixon, and work by Cape Town-born Kulashe, as well as Mariana Rodriguez. So it's, as I said, it's in celebration of the 90th anniversary with a program of exciting creations and exciting works, and that's on towards the end of the month. But then, prior, that's open, starting on the 29th of August. But prior to that, I have to tell the patrons they've got to rush there to buy their tickets on web tickets for the 90th gala performance, celebrating the 90th gala entry of Cape Town City Ballet on the 24th of August. That is going to be incorporative of the Royal Ballet principal dancers Fumi Kaneko and Vadim Montigarov. So there is absolutely amazing, exciting ballet on towards the end of the month, starting on the 24th with the gala concert, a unique one night only. And then on the 29th and the 30th and 31st of August will be the winter dances in celebration of Cape Town City Ballet's 90th anniversary. And these productions are accompanied by the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra. And just for information, the Cape Town City Ballet is the oldest professional ballet company in the Southern Hemisphere.
That is phenomenal. What an absolute treat for the senses, for the sight and the sound. It's going to be spectacular. So, patrons, be sure to rush out and get those tickets for a one night only performance on the 24th. And those are available, you said, Simone, through web tickets, right?
That's correct, Janet. Most of our tickets, ticketing agency is up. Web tickets is our preferred ticketing agency, although producers are at liberty to use any ticketing agency that they prefer. So it's always best to go onto our website, which is www.artscape.co.za, just to double check. Or they can go onto our social media. That's all very easy to find Artscape Theatre.
Wonderful. So Artscape has been very, very active on the social media scene, and you can definitely pick up information on forthcoming shows there, as well as the Artscape website address, which is www.artscape.co.za, with their preferred partner, Web Tickets, being the ticketing agent. But to be sure, please do visit the website to see how best to book for these shows.
Yes, Janet, those are the exciting things happening and happening at Artscape. Also, we haven't left the little ones alone. They can also come and enjoy Floy. This is an Afrikaans production, Floy in the Olympus of Flam. And we've just concluded the Olympic Games in Paris. So going to go back to Paris and see what happened to the flame. I cannot, don't want to give too much away there as well, but it's going to be exciting. And then also, the High School Drama Festival is also launching this week. And the High School Drama Festival gives high school learners the chance to experience the magic of live theatre, professional lighting, sound as well. It gives them the opportunity to hone their director skills, their producer skills, their acting skills. And it started on Monday and it runs through until Friday the 16th. And then we will have the gala performance where the best actor, best producer, and best director will be crowned as well. And there are high schools from Ballarat High, from Kraaifontein Theatre, Hartway International School, the Pioneer School for the Blind. They are all going to be on stage acting in the High School Drama Festival this week.
Well, certainly Artscape has something for every age demographic in the Western Cape, from the young ones following on Floyd to go and check out what happened to the flame at the Olympics, to the High School Drama Festival focusing on various schools between Hout Bay all the way to Belhar. So a nice mixed group of young people testing and flexing their muscle on what they are most comfortable with, everything from directing to acting and script writing. So this is quite a treat for the senses. Simone, it's really wonderful to chat to you, and I'm surprised you sound so calm. I would be just jumping up and down with excitement because there is so much happening at the Artscape Theatre. I really take my hat off to you and the team for all the amazingly diverse productions you bring together to this wonderful space that we all call home. We can wander around and feel very much at home at Artscape because it is the theatre of the masses, it is the theatre of the people in the Western Cape, and the lineup certainly bears testament to that. Simone, it's been wonderful chatting to you. Thank you so much for joining us on Jet Setting with Janet. And we'll catch up with you next week again. We'll be sure to send you a slice of birthday cake from the Jet Setting with Janet party that we're having right now. Great chatting to you, Simone.
Thank you very much. My sweet tooth cannot wait for that cake. Thank you.
Wonderful. I would suggest strongly that the cake is accompanied by some bubbles.
Thanks,
Lovely to chat to you, Simone. All the best.
Janet.